for shizzle.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
Me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're recording now. So
already?
Yeah, because I have to do this through the laptop and you can't hear the intro and it's just
okay,
really
so
creepy.
Or is it sure that we're not like,
yeah, because static? I tested it.
Did you test it like long time?
I tested it like HIV.
Long
I tested
time.
It. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And this is like our 10 billionth time of trying to do episode 136. Actually, like our third.
Our last one was really freaking good, but no cigar. Yeah, it was like the whole time. So
we're testing this out now on the laptop to see if it's going to work. And I hope it does. So
right.
Busy. I've been busy with school and work and I don't know. Sometimes I'm ready to do a podcast and I'm like, whatever.
Right. Like who listens to us, right?
I know, right. Actually, listening. We did have some people email us and say that they've missed our shows and that they can't wait to hear from us again, which is nice.
That's very
Paul
nice.
From London, I think, and who else? Cincy Cub, maybe? I can't remember.
He just wants your penis. You know it's true.
Whatever.
Girl, you know it's. Girl, you know it's.
Ew, I love you. Oh, Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Yeah.
Good deal.
He left a message to us, too.
Cool.
So thank you, Paul and Bjorn. We appreciate you leaving us messages. And
right.
It's really weird because we've had a lot of downloads from our shows, and I don't know why because we haven't had a show in a while. So I don't know if people are just catching up or what, but it's crazy. So what's been up, Herb?
Video games and looking for jobs, which I love the job looking game, you know, where every employer in town is like, we're hiring. And oh my God, we need people. And it could be you. And then they never call you and you have to bug the shit out of them to get anything out of them. And it's like, well, if
that's
you're hiring.
Job searching.
Yeah, but it's not always like that. I love the game, you know. Like depending on the time of year, they want to play the game. But and it's just like, dude, how about just not act like you need job or people to work for you? You know,
well,
ever. Don't,
you kind of have a job lined up. You should tell people about it.
Well, I'm not, I don't think I'm going to do it, but, there's this locksmith job that I'm interested in the field of locksmithing, just because I think it's interesting, but it's like you work 9 to 5 every day, which is fine. Cause I've been waking up early and going to bed late. And then
actually on my schedule now.
Right.
He actually gets up around 8 in the morning and does not go to bed till about 10 or 11 at night.
Right.
I love it.
But, and then you're on call like 2 to 3 nights a week all night. And there's 3 to 6 calls per night. So let's say you have 4 calls in one night. That means you still have to wake up later and go to work from 9 to 5 every night all the time. So it's like, I just think it's too much. I don't think I know anybody who's that reliable.
Well, maybe you should just ask them. Say, you know, can I do like one night until I get used to it?
Well, I don't know. I might talk to him, but I don't think it's... Well, and the other thing is he wants a commitment. Like, he wants like a you can't cut out of this in 2 months kind of deal. And it's like, dude...
You don't own me. You can't tell me what to do. That's right. What you need to say.
Well, I don't want to waste his time because I understand he's a young guy. He's probably like 26 or 27, and he has a business to run. And why waste all the training on a person if they're going to cut out in 2 months?
Your mom's a business to run.
I don't
run.
Think that's like the business I want to be in for a long time. I just want to learn it because I think it's interesting. But anyway, so yeah, lots of BioShock.
Yes, we got a good deal on an Xbox 360, so we had to buy it. Now we're poor ass broke.
I think we're poor ass broke. But.
No, we're not poor ass broke, but we could be better.
Of course.
I really need to cut my hair. I cannot believe how long it is.
I think it's sexy.
It is so long. I need to cut it.
Sexy in like a country ass way.
Y'all like how long my hair is?
Right.
So, you know, this is like going crazy. I don't know. We really don't have anything to talk about other than just keep talking. But
even though it has been a while.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. But so there's, you know how like we've had this feud between us and Pod is my co-pilot about
really?
You know, well, you know, like reviews and stuff. How
that was beta.
They have like 70 now. We right. have 44 and now QCast Connection.
Yeah.
They have 45. Or 46 or something.
Okay.
Where the fuck are all our reviews?
Well,
again, I have to complain about this.
Well, we haven't really been doing shows.
I know, but come on, people. They have like this rivalry song now going on between them. Okay. I think I started the rivalry with... Ugh, fuck, I can't even say their name.
What are you talking about?
Hot is my co-pilot. Yeah. Taylor and Rodan. And that girl.
Yeah.
Taffy. That's their names.
Right.
So why I know that, I mean, come on. We had like a lot of downloads the last show, so I know people heard me bitch about this before, but anyway, I digress.
Oh shit, that's what we're gonna talk about. Hey, everybody out there.
That was a nice segue.
There's some words that I just can't take. They're just terrible words. They should not be around. You know, I have no problem with there being words in the English language that, you know, not everybody's going to like every word, but I can't stand when people use these words because it's always like the same kind of people that use this word. And by that, I mean people who try to be cool with the, I look like a deer in the fog lights.
No.
Yeah, don't take pictures of me.
Don't take pictures of me unless I have my clothes off.
Right, I let you strip.
I'm in love with the stripper.
But what do you call it? So it's when I think of these people, I think of very specific people that I know. So, okay. Words that I can't stand. Coupon. I'm sorry, Richard. It's not coupon. It's coupon. What the fuck kind of car is a Honda Civic? That's right.
A coupe.
No, that's right. It's a coupe. So a coupe on, not a coupon. What? No, it doesn't happen. Beverage. I don't like beverage because it's like, it sounds so fine printy. You know what I mean? Like conflict of interest. The same kind of bullshit. It's like, where did you learn how to talk like this?
Conflict of interest.
Okay, digress. Nobody knows what that means. They really don't understand what it means. Most people use it in the wrong way. I need to go look it up because I don't like it so much that I don't even remember what it means exactly. I just don't like it. I remember that my sister used it the wrong way and it was like, dude, that's not how it goes. Oh my God, somebody has the Together album, like Together. Remember that MTV show?
What was it?
Somebody has the Together album on LJ Mixtape.
Shut up.
I know my calculus.
I have to get that.
Because you plus me equals us. That shit was awesome. It was terrible. It was awesome. Okay, define, digress. Here we go. Oh, shit, I spelled diarrhea.
You plus me equals us. It's calculus.
Okay, everybody. Here we go. Drum roll. To turn aside, especially from the main subject in writing or speaking, to stray is the meaning of digress. But nobody says digress like that. It's not how they use it. Most people say digress is like a, oh, shucks kind of thing. Or kind of, well, you know, instead, I guess, you know, well, the good news is, you know, well, it just people don't use it like their strain.
I think it's usually when people are complaining, though.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like they use it like, well, this happened today and that sucked. But what can you do? I digress. That and it's like that's not the proper that's not what it's for. So don't use it unless you can use it the right way, and don't use it at all because it sounds disgusting. I don't know. It's like it sounds like remember that guy on MTV? Speaking of MTV, that VJ that they got, Quotus or Quaduce?
What?
The Canadian black guy. He was like black, but he was mixed, and his name was Quaduce. It was like Quoddos.
I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, Quaduce, it's like, Quaduce sounds like some kind of genitalia. It's like, my Quaduce is bigger than your Quaduce. My Quotus is slimier than your Quotus.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross. Okay. Segway, terrible word. Segway sounds like a physical object, like a segway, like a bridge from this to that, but people use it as a bridge in conversation, which doesn't, I mean, when, like, if you went to the ghetto and said that shit, you get your ass shot just for saying segue. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? No.
Did you say you had together?
Yeah, it's, well.
You have the whole album?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
It's funny, that. Like, haha, but I'm not going to download it. I don't like Vespa. Vespa, like.
Vespa, the little things.
Yeah, like the mopeds, you know? What's her name? Charity hates when people say, I'm fixing to do something. I don't really mind fixing.
I am fitting.
And I don't really like futile, and I don't like module either. like your teacher.
You know what word
Ricky
I don't like?
He has this like sports
You know
issues.
What I don't like? What? You know what I don't like in the English language? What word?
What?
Love.
Stop.
I hate it. My heart's black. And cold.
So your teacher on his video said, once you complete the module, and I was like, what the fuck did he just say? It's like
yeah, they're all modules.
Them's fighting words to me. Module? Who the hell says that?
Words.
No. Terrible. So yeah, that's me.
I hope this is still working.
I'm gonna say my little checkout thing like right off the bat. This month,
go Rima Goat.
Or this week or this day, go out and play BioShock on Xbox 360.
Rima Goat.
It's really, really, really good. It's definitely.
I've tried it. It's too scary for me.
It's definitely not for anybody with a squeamish stomach or anybody who can't stand lots of scares. Hold the fuck up. Or anybody.
Oh,
so
we're bossy now.
Or anybody who's not good with like dual analog sticks, like you know, for first person shooters, like it's just. It's a really, really good game, but you have to get past those things, and those things are generally made for people who play video games, not for, you know, the average person like the Wii is. So, with that being said, Mario Galaxy is still very easy, and BioShock is a lot harder, and so I enjoy it more because it's, like, taking me longer to beat it, but at the same time, I think it's hard to the point that, like, most people won't play it. But anyway, check it out. It's real cool. It's crazy. It's crazy ass.
I was just going to say, speaking of games, we haven't heard from Lala in a while.
It's because she went to the pen.
The women's, am I supposed to talk about all that?
The women's pen.
She did not go to the women's Sean Penn.
The Lebanese colony.
The Lebanese colony. You're stupid.
But anyway, and as far as music, check out a band called Art in Manila. It's ArtInManila. They're real good. Their members are from a bunch of different indie bands, and they do this nifty little cover under this other indie band song, and I don't know, they're cool. Real smooth, like womanly voice. It's awesome. I've been getting into them lately.
Ooh. Speaking of music,
yes,
I want to say thank you to Eddie in Lakeland for providing us with a $25 iTunes gift card.
Yeah, we said thanks like last week, but then our show didn't fucking go through, so we're sorry, Eddie. Eddie Money. That's what we're going to call you, Eddie Money.
Yeah, oh, we heard that song today. Yeah. Wasn't that from Eddie Money?
What's that one?
Take me home
yeah,
tonight.
That's the one. I'm always thinking Eddie Money is the one that's
see.
Like, this is it, you know. Please let me know.
I think it's the same person, isn't it?
No, I don't think that's Eddie. I think that's Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh.
Or what's his name?
Let me look it up.
Huey Lewis in the News. That's what
oh,
I'm
yeah,
thinking.
That's who that is.
For real?
Hold on.
Huey
We're looking up
Lewis
Eddie Money.
And the News. Yeah, Huey Lewis.
Let's see
like...
what song he had. Oh, yeah. Take me home tonight. And it was a duet with Ronnie Spector. Isn't she from...
Yeah, Huey
she's
Lewis
from the
it,
Ronettes.
This is it, right?
Oh, I thought she was from a different group.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Huey Lewis in the News has a song called Working for a Living with Garth Brooks in 2007. Holy crap. They're, like, still going? What the hell?
So, we're going to go see Cloverfield tomorrow. Maybe.
Actually, maybe,
because we're going to be at Heather's, like, doing stuff.
No, you don't have to stay there. I don't get why you want to be there the whole time.
Because I just want to make sure you're working.
What are you talking about?
Because I want to sit down and watch you work and sweat.
It's not going to be sweaty work. They're rich. There's no sweat.
They're not rich.
Unless you're outside. Yes, they are.
Why do you say they're rich?
Look where they live. Where Becky lives? Holy fucking A. That's a gigantic house for somebody who works at Publix.
Yeah, but she doesn't live in that area.
They just, when we were there, she said she lives across the river, the lake, in the backyard.
The river.
Like, across the thing. Well, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm like in the mood to be BioShock and shut the fuck up. So
I know,
I'm
but
like
you've been playing it forever, and it's time to let our listeners, our fans, hear us once
I know,
again.
But it's got me irritable.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
That was earlier.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, it was disgusting.
You need some booty love. I'm hungry.
All right, so anyway, what's going on?
We're done. I wanted to talk about something else. Oh, so I kind of got in trouble at work, and now I'm like answering the phones. I don't get to do what I used to do. So now I'm looking for another job with them. Publix.
Sucks.
It sucked. They told me on Wednesday. I went to work half day Thursday, didn't go Friday, and then went back on Monday. I was so upset I cried. That's how upset I was. It was sad. And then I had to go to school that week, too. And speaking of school, I'm taking 4 classes, and it's fucking busy as hell. I'm taking... Well, right behind us, we have a reindeer shaking his ass. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Watch yourself.
I'm taking marketing management, marketing research, stats 2,
and sports
issues in sports.
It sucks.
It's so boring. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, that's the ones with the video where the guy's like, module.
You have to watch all these long-ass videos. It's an online class, and then you have to take these tests, and then you have to write this short paper. I'm like through with it already, and I haven't even finished the first module. So, you know how I was always talking about the little fatty cast and stuff?
Sure.
You know how I'm always talking about them?
No,
right?
Really. Yeah.
On the show?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no more Little Fatty Cast. They stopped podcasting.
What?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Forever. Like, they did like 900 million shows.
Is it because... Is it because nobody
And when
likes
I say 900 million, I mean, no. A lot of people like Big Fatty.
That's what I always hear about that show, is that people don't like Big Fatty. And he's not even fat. What the hell? I don't like that kind of thing. Like I don't like that whole like you know, oh that's Fat Mike, but he's not fat. Like, that doesn't work.
Maybe he's fat below.
No, but no.
Maybe he has girth.
Like my friend Wee Mike is Wee Mike because he's like 4'11". He is Wee Mike. That's it. He's not Fat Mike. He's not Huge Mike. He's not Mike and the Mechanics. It doesn't. No. It's like you are what you are. You can't be like. Oh, that's Skinny Lewis. And it's like, no. No.
Well, apparently, Big Fatty has bigger balls than I do. And apparently, there was some picture showing.
Have you guys measured today?
I don't know, but listen. Listening to the Archer show, and a bunch of people were on there, and apparently he sent a picture of his balls, and everyone, like, gasped. They were just, like, in
what
shock.
What was the resolution? Because it probably looked bigger on the computer screen. Genitals always look bigger on the computer screen because it's the size
That's
of the
awesome.
Computer screen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's actually bigger than yours. I'll take you some pictures. Everybody, you'll know.
See pictures of my balls, leave us a review.
You'll know when Ricky's in town because you'll think it's an eclipse, but it's actually his balls. All of a sudden, it'll be like 30 days of night, I won't have to call up fucking Josh Hartnett to kill the vampires.
My mom listens to this show.
I'm going to call up Josh Hartnett in like 2 seconds because he's going to have to kill the vampires. That's going to be like 30 balls of night. I love it. Two balls of night, I guess.
Not that big. Whatever. I've seen bigger.
Your balls are like... I like big. I like huge.
Are like big and junk and stuff.
It makes me want to hide in the corner and kill that big daddy from Bioshock. I swear to God, I only have like one more thing to fucking kill, and it sucks because there's nowhere to hide in this one section.
I thought we were going to finish talking about my balls.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
Okay, good.
Back to Big Daddy.
Yeah, yeah. I really don't like the names they give for those Big Daddy and Little Sisters.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's the only weird thing about Bioshock.
I think it's kind of like molestation or something.
No, it's not. Not in the game, but there's more than that in the
Did
game.
Did you hear Static? I heard Static when someone was talking.
I heard crickets. Boom. All right, we're done.
We still have 10 minutes. We need to do 30 minutes.
10 minutes. No, you said a short show. Let's go. I wanna lay in bed.
Yeah, sure. You want to lay in bed with Big Daddy and Little Sister?
No.
Look at me. Oh, I want to thank Mike for sending us the gifts for our journals or whatever. I have to take a look at them still, though.
Wait, what?
But from our trip from Virginia.
He
made us GIF icons that switch pictures.
What? GIFs, you know, like online?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think I was saying?
Yeah. That's very 14 years old of you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
The
just
penis
shut
right
up. Here. Shut up. Shut it up. Just shut up. Shut up.
All right. We're done. We're done.
No, we had like tornado warnings today, too.
You mean hail and thunderstorm?
Yeah. Like,
oh, it's snowing in Georgia, y'all. And it's snowing in Mississippi, too.
It snowed in Virginia, too. Like 6 or 7 inches or something.
That's Virginia.
Georgia. It snowed as long as your penis.
Yeah, but not as big as your balls.
Your penis and my balls together would be awesome. Oh, they're making a He-Man
super
movie.
Super genital.
We were talking. We went to dinner with our friend Christy at the Chop Shop, which is the mom. But she told us that there's a He-Man movie coming out. I'm so excited. Who do you think should play He-Man, people? Email us and let us know.
No one famous.
Oh, you know, we have some phone calls, but we'll put that at the end.
You know they're going to try to stick like Russell Crowe because he was in Gladiator, but he's way too rugged for that shit.
Yeah,
he's not gay enough.
It has to be a blonde head with long hair, remember?
And have like basically no chest hair.
You know who could
and has to be like a tint of gay. And Skeletor has to be really gay too.
You know who could have done it like back in the day is the guy that played
Dennis Hopper.
No, the guy I think played Bo.
I don't know where I came from.
The guy that played Bo on the Dukes of Hazzard, the blonde one.
Okay.
I bet he could have been He-Man. Like back in the day.
Well, I'm not really terribly excited for He-Man because I know they're probably going to change some things. It's not going to be great. But I'd rather them do He-Man. I'd rather them do modern day He-Man than like modern day, you know, freaking Thundercats or something gay like that. I don't know. Thundercats.
Oh, I kept saying Battle Cats. Why was I saying that at dinner?
Well, there was like a battle. Wasn't Battle Cat his like cat thing?
Yeah, I think Battle Cat was He-Man's.
His pet.
Tiger or whatever it was. And then Thundercats.
Right.
I think that would be cool.
No. It's Thundercats wasn't good already. I don't know why everybody's all into that. It's like, I never thought it was that good. Like, Transformers was pretty cool. G.I. Joe was awesome. He-Man was awesome. Ninja Turtles was awesome. But, like, Thundercats was like, they all wore, like, little tights. And they all kind of never really did anything. You know what I mean?
Thundercats.
Like, nothing ever really happened.
Thundercats.
Oh. All right. Too much dead air with you.
What else? Oh.
They're making a Speed Racer movie.
They could do Captain Planet.
No, that's better left in the past.
Heart. Wind.
Yeah, heart could Earth. Be like what's water. Like Daniel Day-Lewis or something, you know, like Last of the Mohicans. What do you call it? What was I going to say? God damn it.
I don't know, but they can hear you hit the table.
I know, but I keep fucking almost saying it, Richard.
Don't you call me by my mama's name that gives it. Oh, wait. Don't be calling me by the name my mama calls me when I'm in trouble.
You know, seriously, with Bioshock, I bet it was angry. Like some kids, some guys, like the guys who thought it up were probably thinking, hey, man, I wonder what it would be like to freaking fight like back in the 50s, you know, where you hear like nurses and ladies and calling each other scoundrels and shit, like beating the shit out of each other.
Scoundrels? They call each other probably, scoundrels?
Yeah, like when you mess up the nurses, like when you find the nurses and they're like, coming up to you and cutting you with knives and calling you scoundrels and saying, how dare you touch me? And you're like blowing their face off with shotguns and shit. It's like, it's awesome. Crazy. But it's
I
like
it when you electrocute them.
But it's like, I bet that was probably like the beginning of that game. You know, they were probably like, wow, I wonder what it would be like if you could like have a shooting game in the 50s. Because it is kind of, that's what it is. But yeah.
All right, people. So this is going to be a short episode. We're going to try to get another one out for you in the middle of this week. So
I'll squeeze it out, but it might take like 25 wipes.
And the episode too.
What do you think I was talking about?
So email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yep.
Call us at 206-984-FOUL. Yep. We'd love to hear from you. We love our listeners. We have two calls actually going to be at the end of this. Join us on the Frapper Map, MySpace. We've had a couple of MySpace people add us. Thank you. Leave us some reviews. We would like to, you know, we have 44. I would like to have like 48. That's only asking for 4. That's not bad, right?
No.
Okay. I don't think so.
And say no to Britney.
give me more.
Yeah. I'm not seeing Cloverfield. They can go see Cloverfield.
We will go see Cloverfield.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
You know, it wasn't really supposed to be called Cloverfield. It was supposed to be called Grey Shot.
I know. I read all that.
I'm telling the fucking listeners.
Well, they can read it on their
Excuse
own.
Excuse you.
Excuse you.
No.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Later.
I know, right? All right. So leave us a review. MySpace, Frapper Map, 206-984-FOUL, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Visit the blog. Herb is going to post some pictures, I think, of something. I don't know.
I already did.
Oh, and go look again.
Yeah, look at the blog. I posted some pictures. I posted this Nokia cell phone that I was trying to talk about
on the last episode.
And then I posted a picture of this guy, this really nasty like tattoo this guy got. So don't go there with your children. It says not work safe on the thing, but I don't really care.
No, I live with my parents. I'm 26.
Right.
I'll get grounded.
Right.
I can't.
And anybody who listened to our show before this past one, I don't know if... Yeah, that one came out, right?
Yeah, I think Christian, so. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's the bullshit. Yeah, no.
All right, people. So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
What is there?
Episode 136. Later.
I'm a flirt.
Hello, everybody. This is Kevin from North Carolina. I was just calling to see how y'all are doing. Anyway, I've been a really shitty listener lately because I haven't really been on... Lying a lot, been traveling, trying to recoup from the holidays. But anyway, I'm going to be better in the future, I promise, or else you can all line up and thank me. Oh, that would actually be fun. Anyway, y'all have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. Hopefully I'll see you guys sometime this year. Okay, take care, and have a good one. Bye. Oh, by the way, Ricky, this is Kevin again. Don't think you're going to get off the hook from your end of the deal, okay? I still want the hookup with the hottie. And you know what I'm talking about. Bye.